Blog Talk Radio.
Inhale your freshness, I await the day I can stand in your presence. Gave me your net smart, it's part of my essence. I look to the sky cause you're gave us your word in the form of the Bible. To you there's no equal, you have no rivals. Without you, life is lifeless, no vitals. Worship you and you alone. Your character and nature, they don't change. Let everything that has breath praise your name. With you, nothing's impossible. Almighty power, your kingdom come, God. We await the hour. Created the cosmos, the stars and the heavens. Made man in your image, the rest of the seven. You're always on time, like a metronome. My shepherd, thou with me when the pressure is on. I know the nation, put the Christ in your place. The creation over the creator, I spit in your face. But now we, your sons and daughters, we call you Abba, told our Baba, Wukata, hallelujah. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. You saw fit to give me life in the form of a baby. They placed me in the care of a wonderful lady who raised me against the odds. Problems we had dozens. Father, right there for me when my first one wasn't. So many times I could have died for reason I'm alive. Through the sex and violence of the hood, you helped me survive. You snatched me by the hand and gave me a new start. So now I serve you with my whole mind and heart. What others didn't see, you saw beneath the surface. You opened my eyes up and gave me a new purpose. Blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids, with food, a job, a beautiful place. So now, cast my worries on you when things are narrow. Know you watching over me if you got your eyes on the sparrow. See, I put down a source and went to the source. Every since then, my whole life has been on course. Make me a man after your heart like David. And I'ma rep your Torah and your name is sacred. Shows your love when you let your son die. To atone for me, it's enough to make a grown man cry. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you saved me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're.
Shalom, shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is the 30th of June, 2013. We are having a special little lesson today. We're going to be hitting on Jeremiah 16, 19, which many of you know. That is talking about those Gentiles in the end time. We're going to go into reading it a little bit later, but I've titled the show today, Surely Our Fathers Have Inherited Lies. And I'm trying to think what's the best way to put it. You see, this right here, people have lied even about this particular verse in the scripture. Our family members have inherited lies. But we're going to break through those strongholds, family. Today we will break through those strongholds. And you have to, because I'm going to show you as we go along how, you know, if you don't know this, you won't know that. And if you don't know this, this precept, you know, could be wrong that you're telling people. And maybe check out your community of Hebrews that you have that now, you know, you're still doing that as a church-wise, bringing every nation and saying, now you could be converted. You're a spiritual Hebrew Israelite. You know, a lot of error is being done because of this, not just this verse, but this is a type of verse that have, you know, deceive many people and make many people believe opposite what Scripture clearly says. So we're going to be getting into, surely our fathers have inherited lies. And family, I just welcome each and every one of you. Shalom, shalom. I'm so glad that you guys are here joining us. I tell you what, I'm going to bring on my sister. She might have a couple words to say, more than hello. Let's see. Shalom, Sister Cookie.
Shalom, shalom, family. How you guys doing?
You good. She is so good.
Thank the Father. He's really been moving in my life and blessing me, and I pray for our Hebrew family that he blesses you guys as well.
Well, hey, hallelujah, wah. I tell you,
hallelujah.
Family, Sister Cookie, she, I tell you what, she, if nothing else, Sister Cookie is getting her faith builded, okay? It's getting strengthened, it's getting builded through the obstacles and things that come into our everyday existence while we're here sojourning in a land that's not ours. You know, while we are being constantly taught by lies that we've inherited, and when we come into the truth, hey, it seems like those who are coming into the truth, the evil one, those principalities, the world, has a way of coming against you. So right now, she is working through a lot of difficulties, and it's getting better. But, hey, we all still need love offerings given for the website as well as for Sister Cookie. Now, I've sent something out to our website. I pray that you guys have read it and sincerely taken it into heart that, you know, really, we are supposed to have faith in the truth of the word, but we're also supposed to do the works, which means we have to help out. So it means many things, but helping out, supporting, and helping, showing charity, brotherly love, hey, that's needed right now, family. So, you know, I feel guilty when I have to tell you guys, but it's the truth. We are supposed to do that, okay? Sister Cookie's with us, even though she's going through a lot of adversity right now, and it's getting better, but, you know, there's still things in the way, bumps in the road. So I'll send a special message out to our family members. But anybody else who, you know, wants to give a love offering, just go to our website and give something. If the Father moves you, if you know that you're being taught the truth, and you can read it within Scripture, you know what it says. So we're going to break through some more of these strongholds that have been keeping our people, you know, in a state of delusion, and it's almost like a sickness. I don't even want to call it mind control anymore. It's almost like a sickness. When we talk about Jeremiah 16:19, and people want to do certain things, like, you know, they don't want to acknowledge what the Father's Word says. And if he is speaking about a certain person, or shall I say nation, a nation of people, you know, not a place, not the whole world, but he's talking about his children, the chosen people. He's talking about the children of Israel. So, you know, we got to look at this information. It's not to be ugly, and I pray no one's taking this as, oh, she pick. We ain't not picking on nobody. We're just going to read the Father's Word and come to the truth. So, hey, I welcome each and every one of you, and I pray that you guys are going to enjoy this because I know I will. I always do. So we're going to get started first by just, you know, thanking our Father. So I ask everybody to put their hands up with me. Hallelujah, 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 hoo-wah. Dearly Father, we just thank you and we praise you as always. Just because you have given us your preserved word, you have had that strong, mighty right arm there for us, Father. Even when we think we're alone, we know that Yahushua and you dwell right in the midst of us, Father. We know that you are dwelling within us. And when we bring our family members together spiritually, regardless of which corner of the four corners of the earth they were scattered, Father, that you're right here in the midst of us, guiding us, leading us. Father, we say hallelujah and praise you, Father, praise you. Father, we ask for a blessing over our website as well over this lesson we're getting ready to do. We got cut off last time, but we got the message through. Father, we ask for a blessing over everyone who's having any type of tribulation in their life, whether it be medical, whether it be financial, whether it be mental. Father, we just ask for pure blessing over your children, Father, that they can get the truth and the wisdom, the riches of your word, and be comforted. Come in shalom. Father, we ask that all the family members here today, anyone who is sojourning, wishing to get the truth of the word, Father, that their eyes be open to this truth. Father, we ask that let your word, Father, edify each and every family member and sojourner who is here today to get the truth of your word, Father. Let it edify them. Father, we just praise you and we thank you and we say hallelujah for your word. Hallelujah, hoo-ah. Father, we are just so happy to be here today. Anytime we can get together, Father, to read your word is such a blessing to us. We ask all this, family, blessing over my mouth, blessing over your ears, blessing over the word, in Yahushua's set-apart name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right, y'all know I'm ready. Y'all know I'm ready. I hope y'all ready, too. Sister, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay, I
I'm
think
here. Can you hear me?
There. Yeah, oh, yeah, barely. I can hear you, though. I can hear you clear now. I didn't hear you at first. Hey, we're getting ready to get started. Sister, do you want to say anything first before I even go any further?
No, not right now.
Well, you're getting ready to say something because I'm getting ready to read you something. And as well as the rest of the family members. Family, when we have heard in the past, Jeremiah 16:19, I'm going to read it. And I'm going to ask our sister Cookie, you know, what does she believe that that is speaking about? It reads, O Father Yahuwah, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Sister, who do you believe that's speaking to? With all the, you know, lessons that we have been going over and breaking down words, who do you believe that's talking to?
Us?
Yes, it is. Those Gentiles are us, and I'm glad you said that. Many people today are teaching that those Gentiles right there spoken of in Jeremiah 16:19 is speaking to the other nations. Many of these people, and I got to first address the teachers. I got to first address the teachers with this because I tell you, Father's not pleased if you hear the truth and you reject the truth and keep teaching lies. Many people have embraced all the other nations, bringing them in. You know, and it's not that I'm saying I hate anybody. I don't say I hate anybody. But when you get to the scriptures and you understand what that particular verse is speaking about, you may be finding yourself in folly, especially if your congregation and your love offerings, you can call it whatever, because I'll be honest with you, them Gentiles, they give love offerings. Our family members, they shy away from it sometimes. You know, it's like, oh, we've been lied to in the church. Oh, we ain't going to do none of that no more. But for some reason, those Gentiles, they still go with their love offerings. When I had a few in the beginning on my website, oh, it was all right. As soon as they found out the truth and I started bringing so many scriptures down, they left. I tell you what, financially, the biblical Hebrews of the Bible have been cut off almost every month. And that's the truth. That is the truth. But once our people find out that, well, you know, that means, you know, we're looking in the old covenant, the new covenant. A lot of these words, strangers, sojourners, we can't take it back to the Exodus, talking about those strangers that came in because we found out that was us. We know that when they were calling Paul a Roman, we know that he was a Hebrew. He was a Benjamite. Oh, when they talk about the strangers and Gentiles, even in the new covenant, well, you go to certain books and verses in the Bible, we've been breaking them down, and that's talking about Hebrews that were once known as strangers and sojourners. No matter which way you go across the word, even if they try to say our people were Hittites, okay, just like they said Uriah, okay, in the book of Samuel? Yeah, the book of 2 Samuel or 1 Samuel maybe. I don't know. One of the Samuels. And he King David took his wife. And everybody seems like, oh, King David, see, he had him a woman of another nation. No, when you find out that these people, I don't care if they call them Hittites, whatever land they were living amongst. And you find out now that these were our people. So that means that the biblical narrative that you saw on TV, where they showed you the Ten Commandments and Charles Heston, the white Moses, was leading the so-called Edomite, supposed to be the children of Israel, out of Egypt, and you find out that, well, wait a minute. They show you, look, the Nubians, that's the only black faces you saw there, and that was supposed to represent, I don't know who they were supposed to represent, probably just Africans. But when you saw that, it made it appear that the Hebrews were leaving out of Egypt with all kind of other people with them. You know, so when you go into the Old Covenant and you're reading about how that stranger, they're like as one homeborn, and you go to these scriptures, not really realizing that they have lied to you. The enemies have taken us, they've taken our things, and we discontinue from our heritage, but they had everything. And what they did was they wrote it in English. And they gave you, they laid open the book of the law, as it says in the book of Maccabees, and they inserted their pictures in there and made you believe the lie. And the telling of our history book to us, they made you believe a lie. And now in the year 2013, when the truth is right before you, oh, man, you mean, they're my best friend and all that. I mean, look, I have good friends, too, that are white. It's no big deal. Don't mean I hate them, but I'm telling them what it says in the scripture. You ain't that Gentile being spoken of right there. It's not you. But many will not tell the truth that, which we're going to prove today, just by reading the scripture. You ain't going to be able to say, George the Swiss is your finger. No, we're going to read our Father's word. And it was preserved for us just to know that truth. But when they get to finding out that, wait a minute, I didn't bought in half of the other nations that are not Hebrews. You know, I've made them as one with me. I've done all this. Boy, now what am I going to do? I got to go and tell them, I'm sorry, but this isn't speaking about you. Matter of fact, you know, I'm not going to go into what it says about certain of these nations, because you can read it. But people are lying about who Edom is. You know, we can go through prophecies that were taken out, you know, precepts showing you who Edom is. People still lie about that. You're going to find that those who will not accept this truth when it's been brought to their face, if they're a teacher, you know, if they're a teacher, and I know they come to my side and listen. Now, I don't care if they want to tell you they do that or not. They do. Trust me, they do. But if we're going to show you where these particular Gentiles in Jeremiah 16:19 are speaking about the lost sheep of the house of Israel still, you know, certain people got DVDs and books out talking about your fathers have taught you lies. Well, if we can show you that it's not speaking to the Gentiles of the other nations, but to the lost sheep. Remember, Jeremiah, the prophet, was not dealing with these other folks like that. No, he was a prophet from the Most High, and the Most High had his people. The message was for his people. Isaiah spoke of some of the same things Jeremiah did. During the time, you know, they were dealing with the book of Kings. He was speaking of Judah, okay, the two kingdoms. So we're going to get to the truth today, family. We're going to get to the truth. I want to quickly read something for you guys. You know, I'm not picking on anybody, but it's time for a lot of people to stop that little nonsense, okay? I'm going to read to you in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm just going to read to you 16 and 17, okay? That's all. All scripture is given by the inspiration of our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or the Hebrew of the Most High may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So when we go through this, there's a lot of Hebrew teachers who have a lot of the Gentiles believing that they get the kingdom, they get to come in. I've heard some say, well, there's going to be more of them in the kingdom than us. And I'm trying to figure out, which book are you reading? The same book that we have, the KJV, are you reading from that one? because I really would like to know how did you come up with that. But see, we're going to go through it, family. And after we go through these verses, if there are some that still want to be rebellious to our Father's word and not take the correction, you better be weary of them, very weary of them. Why are they doing that? I want to get started. Okay, I want to get started, and I'm going to go ahead and give everybody the link where I'm at. I'm at Jeremiah 1. Jeremiah 1, okay? Let me give it to the chat line real quick. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. See Brother Lee out there. Shalom, Brother Lee. All right. And line is 076. Okay, and there's a lot of guests. I don't know who the guests are, okay? I'm sorry. I don't know what unless you sign in with the name, I really don't know who you are, but welcome. Now, I've given everybody the link to Jeremiah chapter 1, and I'm going to read that. I'm going to read the first one because, listen, family, if you want to know exactly what Jeremiah 16:19 is speaking of those Gentiles whose fathers have taught them lies, you know, well, we need to go to Jeremiah. Because the Father was revealing through Jeremiah the word. We need to go find out who is he talking to. Let's go there. Remember, a lot of the names that you're going to hear in the first book of Jeremiah goes back to the book of Kings. We've been going through the book of Kings, okay? You're going to hear about these kings of Israel, kings of Judah, specifically Jeremiah as well as Isaiah. They were dealing with Judah, especially Jeremiah. Let's say that he was dealing with Judah. So let's read what he has to say. A lot of these names probably will sound very familiar. Some of them I haven't gotten to. We're still finishing up the book of 2 Kings. But nonetheless, let's read what Jeremiah the prophet had to say. It tells us in verse 1, the words of Jeremiah the son of Hilkiah of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Yahuwah came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the day of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 15th month. The word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. You're going to find out when they speak of the nations, they're speaking about the Israel. Matter of fact, I marked it down in my scriptures. Let me just see, because I had it out so well. I want to make sure I get to it with you. Let me just open this up. When he talked about Jeremiah talking about the nations, let me get it in here real quick. I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it. Okay, Jeremiah 1. Let me get there. I put it down in my notes. The tribes, when he's talking about a nation, he's talking about the tribes. Okay, that's what the nations right there represents. Okay, so he tells us, let's go back. Let me get back where I was. I get all excited, fam. Y'all know how it is. When people telling lies out there, when you get into the truth, you happy to tell that truth. Okay, so he says in verse, I just left off at 5, but he was speaking to the tribes. He said in verse 6, then said I, O Yahuwah, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But Yahuwah said unto me, say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Who was Jeremiah ordained to speak to? Who was he commissioned to speak to? He was talking to the children of Israel. Let's go on. The Most High tells him in verse 8, be not afraid of their faces. Specifically, he was talking to the tribe of Judah. He said, let's just go there. Be not afraid of their faces. For I am with thee to deliver thee, said Yahuwah. Then Yahuwah put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahuwah said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. The nations are the tribes, the kingdoms are the two kingdoms that were split. Where? In the book of Kings, under Solomon, the northern and the southern kingdoms. Those were all Israel. It says to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said Yahuwah unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my words to perform it. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is towards the north. Then Yahuwah said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, said the Most High, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burnt incense unto other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, a brazen wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Speaking of Judah family, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith Yahuwah, to deliver thee. Family, we're getting ready to find out who are these Gentiles at the end time that's going to come up and say our fathers have taught us lies. We're going to get to the truth of it. Sister, would you go ahead and read Jeremiah 2 for me, please? Jeremiah 2, please.
Okay, let me scroll over. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I want to make sure. All right. Jeremiah 2. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem. Saying,
sister, you are getting a little foggy. Sister, are you on speaker? Are you on speaker?
Yes. Can you hear me now, or do I need to take the speaker off?
It'd be better if you take the speaker off.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Much better.
Okay. I'm going to start over. Okay, Jeremiah 2. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith Yahuwah, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Father, and the first fruits of his increase, all that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yahuwah. Hear ye the word of Yahuwah, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith Yahuwah, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Hello? Hello?
Hey, sister, it's my phone. Go ahead.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Verse 6, neither said they, where is Yahuwah that bought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. And I bought you out, and I bought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is Yahuwah? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore, I will yet plead with you, saith Yahuwah, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath the nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Yahuwah. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of the living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions warred upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. Also the children of Tapananis have broken the crown of thine head. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, in that thou hast forsaken Yahuwah the Most High, when he led thee by the way? And now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Shehor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord, thy Father. Thou hast forsaken Yahuwah, the Most High, and that my fear is not in thee, saith Yahuwah, the Most High of hosts. For of old time I have broken thy yoke, and burst thy bands, and thy saith, I will not transgress. When upon every high hill and every green tree thou wanderest, playing the harlot. Yet I have planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? For though thou wash thee with nitre, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith Yahuwah the Most High. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary traversing her ways. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffed up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All that will seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. As a thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets. Saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face, but in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are the gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise. If they can save thee in the time of thy trouble, for according to the number of cities are thy gods, O Judah. Wherefore will ye plead with me? Ye all have transgressed against me, saith Yahuwah. In vain have I smitten your children, they receive no correction. Your own sword have devoured your prophets. like a destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of Yahuwah. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore, say my people, we are lords. We will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy way? Also in the skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head, for Yahuwah hath rejected thy confidence. And thou shalt not prosper in them.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Family, she just read Jeremiah chapter 2. You know I got to break that one down a little bit because, see, if you didn't get it, when we go back to Jeremiah 16:19, and it tells us, O Yahuwah, my father, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of afflictions, that Gentiles, which we've been telling you, they're the lost sheep, not the other nations, but the lost sheep that Yahushua was trying to get some understanding. He was there for them. He says, they shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities, and things wherein there is no profit. Today, we see many of our people serving gods of wood and stone. We see many of our people doing unrighteously, walking after traditions of men, keeping days and of things that they should not be keeping according to the word, pushing Torah on you when Yahushua came to make that Torah still valid but spiritual. We're gonna get understanding, family. Jeremiah 2. I'm going to read it real quick because I want to make sure I hit these high points. I'm going to spend a little extra time just on Jeremiah 2 because, see, you got to know the truth of who these Gentiles are. We've been reading through the Old Covenant, Samuels, and Kings. We're still in Kings, but shoot, we have enough read to where you can figure out who he's talking to. Let's go there. Verse 1 of Jeremiah 2, it says, Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus said Yahuwah, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals. Now, family, we already know that we are the bridegroom. We already know that. We know that any time we went out and fornicated with another deity, another god, another whatever, anything of the other nations, and we feared them instead of our father, we were doing fornication. We were as harlots to them. So it says, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown, Israel was more set apart unto Yahuwah. It says, and the first fruit of his increase, all that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, said the Most High. Hear the word of Yahuwah, O house of Jacob, Israel, right, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus said Yahuwah, what iniquity. Now check it out, family. Remember Jeremiah 16:19. Our fathers have taught us lies. Okay, let's go to verse 5. It says, Thus say the Most High, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far away from me, okay, and have walked after vanity and become vain. Now, if you guys can't pick that out, we're going to go other places. Just keep in mind, those Gentiles in the end time, the same ones that we're reading about in Old Covenant that went after strange gods, strange worship, they wanted to be like the other nations, and they knew not the Father. okay? They were known as Gentile strangers. We've been going through it left and right. All you got to do is go through, pray the last 20 shows. Get understanding of who the people in the scriptures are. This is not speaking to anyone else but who the Father sent his son for, who the Father sent his prophets to speak to. This is talking about our people. Specifically in Jeremiah 2, we're talking about Judah. So let's see what he says. I'll read verse 5 one more time. Thus said Yahuwah, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Nevertheless, said they, where is Yahuwah that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of shadow of death, through a land that no man passes through, and where no man dwelt? They want to know where is he at. Okay, verse 7. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is Yahuwah? And they that handled the law knew me not. Go figure. The pastors also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Our fathers have taught us lies, vanities, where there is, you know, there's no profit in this stuff. So it says that, you know, the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. We are hearing about the children of Israel here. Okay, we're talking about our people. Let's go a little further. It tells us in verse 9, wherefore I will yet plead with you, said the Most High, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Now check it out. Verse 11. Hath a nation changed their gods? Or have, you know, that's another way of saying, has Israel now found some gods? They changed the father into some gods? Okay, which are yet no gods. These are the fallen angels. These are idols of wood and stone that the children of Israel were worshiping. It says, but my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. We're talking about the children of Israel, okay? There's no profit in what the children of Israel were doing, and they're going to come in the end time, those Gentiles, and say, our fathers have taught us lies. Let's go a little further. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be ye very desolate, said the Most High. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. That's talking about those idols they're making and everything. We're going to get to it. You're going to see. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared up upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burnt without inhabitants. Also the children of Nope and Tahapanes have broken the crown of thy head. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself? Didn't you cause this evil upon yourself, Israel? In that thou hast forsaken Yahuwah thy father when he led thee by the way. And now, what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the water of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken Yahuwah thy father, and that my fear is not in thee, O Gentile. You're going to be coming at the end time to the Father and say, our fathers have taught us lies. Okay? Verse 20. For of old times I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress. When upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. Family, let me tell you something. This is Jeremiah 2, verse 20 I just read. When they talk about playing that harlot, that should take y'all right back, family, right back to Isaiah 3 and 4. You're going to get it if you don't get it yet. We are talking about Israel. We are talking about the daughter of Zion, okay? We are talking about the woman, the betrothed, Israel. That's what we're talking about here. Jeremiah 16:19 is talking about those who, it's like they've sinned and transgressed, and they're loving what they're doing. Most of them refuse the truth when you want to give it to them. They're going to be the ones who come in the very end and say, the Gentiles, the lost sheep, who say our fathers have taught us lies. We thought this was the truth. Let's go on. Here's what it says. Verse 21. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? You wonder why people go to Romans, 11? And they're talking about the wild olive tree and they're still talking about the northern and southern kingdom. It's still talking about bringing them both together. But one is a strange vine unto the Most High. It wasn't like that in the beginning, but it became like that. Through what? Fornication. Worshiping other idols. Not obeying. Okay? That was the big thing. 22. For thou wash thee with nitre, and take thee much soap. Yet iniquity, your iniquity, thine iniquity is marked before me, says Yahuwah of hosts. How can thou say, I'm not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See the way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary traversing in her ways. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffed up the... Hold on 1 second, family. Y'all make sure y'all close that gate tight and be quiet, please. I'm on my show. Okay, my kids want to come through again. They always do this. I don't know what's wrong with them. They know I got a show. Anyhow... It says, verse 24, a wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffed up the wind at her pleasures. In her occasions, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month, they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod and thy throat from the thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope. No. For I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. Now, these strangers are talking about all the other nations, family, all the other nations that we were supposed to say kodesh and set apart from. Okay, since the beginning, by the way. Okay, 26, it says, as the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests and their prophets. Verse 26 should take y'all right back to Isaiah 4 when it says, let me take your name to take away my shame. And people want to say, oh, that's talking about this nasty Hebrew woman that just no good, and she need a Hebrew man and take his name because it's going to be seven women to one man. Let's get to the truth. They ain't talking about that. We are talking about our Heavenly Father and our people. We ain't talking about no woman. Scripture's not talking about a woman. Hey, let's go there again. Verse 26. As a thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets. Saying to a stock, and we're going to get there, hold. Saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth, for they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. Hey, 27, family, that's the same thing as Deuteronomy 28, precepting it back to Deuteronomy 28:36. And if y'all have any understanding, the gods of wood and stone, that when we came into this place, call America for the tribe of Judah, at least. I don't know about everybody else, what they call their gods over there, but we came under, Jesus? And people in other countries might come under Allah, a god of stone? Let's listen to what it says, family. Just know, when you get to the understanding that this stock is wood And this stone, we know that. That goes right back to Deuteronomy 28:36. The gods of wood and stone that the Father, through the curses, said he was going to put on us because we were going to discontinue from our heritage. Let's go there. It says, 27, saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. Hey, our fathers have taught us lies where there is no profit, you know, it's vanities. Same thing, family. Let's go a little further. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of the cities are thy gods, O Judah. So Judah had a bunch of them, still got a bunch of them today on every corner, on every corner. We got about, 12? I can, maybe more, if I go in a circle, just the streets that's connecting to my home. There's maybe about 12 of them. So it tells us in verse 29, wherefore will ye plead with me? Ye have all transgressed against me, said Yahuwah. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword had devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of the Most High. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore, say my people, we are lords. We will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. And plead means judge, family. So he said, I will judge thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Those were the two places we were held in bondage. Why, it tells us in verse 37, yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head. For Yahuwah hath rejected thy confidence, and thou shalt not prosper in them. Family, all we're seeing right now is, this is just a retelling of other prophets, what they had to say about our people. And our people, if you go back to, especially by the time you get to the book of Kings, our people were so lost. They were worshiping idols and images and making groves and high hills and going under every green tree. And then it seemed like it's so hard for the general population of Hebrew Israelites who have woken up to understand Jeremiah 16:19, which says, O Father Yahuwah, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles, which are the lost sheep, shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth. They were scattered everywhere, all across the four corners of the earth. And they shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities, and things wherein there is no profit. Family, come on now. Have you not read your history book? You better start flipping open these pages for these teachers, and I'm putting the teachers on notice right now, for these teachers that are teaching that these Gentiles right here in Jeremiah 16:19 is speaking of the other nations, you're in error. Correct your ways. Don't teach our people lies. Some of these teachers have gotten half their population Gentiles, and sometimes I have to wonder why. Is it for the money? Is it because you're not strong enough to tell the truth of the Father's word? Because you remember when Yahushua was out there, he told us. He said, look, I'm sending you apostles out there like sheep among wolves. Nobody going to want to hear this truth. When you tell the people who have been riding over us, that have passed over on top of us to get across, when you tell them that, hey, that's not speaking of you. speaking of you. Those Gentiles right there are our people, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's our people. Teachers, start doing your jobs. Read the scripture and tell the truth. Don't lie to our people. Family, I get a little heated. Y'all know I do. I do, though, because, you know, I'm sorry, but I really do. Jeremiah 3. Let's go there, sister. You got it.
All right. No fire tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to get so hyped up like that for y'all, but, you know, let's go.
It needs to be done. It needs to be done. Okay, let me scroll over. All right. Chapter 3. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 3. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not the land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, saith Yahuwah. Lift up thine eyes into the high places, and see where thou hast not been lean with. In the ways hast thou sat for them, as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms, and with thy wickedness. Therefore, the showers have been withholden, and there have been no latter rain, and thou hadst a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the guide of my mouth, of my youth? Will he reverse his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. Yahuwah said unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel have done? She is gone upon every high mountain and every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. And I said, after she had gone unto all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. I'm going to repeat verse 7. And I said after her, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me, but she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, and I put her away, and given her a bill of divorce, yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet, for all this, her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but friendly, saith Yahuwah. And Yahuwah said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahuwah, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Father, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Father Yahuwah, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and hast not obeyed my voice, saith Yahuwah. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahuwah, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith Yahuwah, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of Yahuwah. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. In that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahuwah, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of Yahuwah, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land and goodly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father and shalt not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith Yahuwah. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten Yahuwah the Most High. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will hear your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art Yahuwah the Most High. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in Yahuwah the Most High is the salvation of Israel. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us. For we have sinned against the Father, Yahuwah, we and our fathers, from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the Father, obeyed the voice of Yahuwah, the Most High.
All right. Thank you, sister. Family, I don't think I have to tell y'all this. I'm praying that you guys are paying attention, because this is what everybody seems to screw up. Even if they go mess up with Jeremiah 16:19, they go to Isaiah, 2 Timothy, all these places, Corinthians, to talk about a woman. This woman is us. You can't understand that, it's us in Old Covenant, but now in New Covenant, the Father picking on a woman? You better know who the daughter of Zion is. You better know what Israel did. That's why we're going through the Old Covenant. This is us. When we get to Jeremiah 16, and you still got some people who don't understand that Gentile is the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and they're bringing all the other nations. They go to New Covenant, and they say, you see, Paul was sent out to the Gentiles, not knowing that those Gentiles were our people, the lost sheep still. Father's word does not change, does not come back void. If Yahushua showed himself to Paul spiritually, and Paul was out there teaching, he ain't going out because he decided to go to a different nation of people. No, he was going to the Gentiles, because who was in Jerusalem? Well, that would be the tribe of Judah, or shall I say the northern or the southern kingdom, Judah. That's who was there. All he went to was the Gentiles. He went to Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's where he went. I got to go there, because I won't feel right unless I go there. And we got time. I pray y'all like to understand the scriptures. It tells us, remember, we're talking about a marriage between our Father and us. New Covenant, Yahushua, because it came in the Father's name to do the Father's will. We were talking about the bridegroom, which is Yahushua, and us, Israel, the three powers of authority, Yahuwah, Yahushua, and then the every man, which is Israel, and the woman, which is the betrothed, okay, is the bride, which is Israel. Three powers of authority. It tells us in Jeremiah 3, verse 1. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, said Yahuwah. lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lean with. In the way, it says, in the ways hast thou set for them, as for the Arabians in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain, and thou hast a horse forehead, and thou refusest to be ashamed. Go back to Isaiah. When you go to Isaiah 3 and he's talking about the daughters of Zion, you know that's Israel. Don't let these people tell you the daughters of Zion is some little skank Hebrew woman, because that's not the truth. He is talking about backsliding Israel. Okay? He is talking about Israel, the whole nation. By the time he gets to 4 of Isaiah 4, and he's talking about, I want to go somewhere with this. Hold up. I lost some place. Yeah. And then when he says, talking about the shame, give me your name to take away your shame. Nobody on this earth can take away our shame. No man, no woman, no child, no nothing. But our Heavenly Father. So this shame we have, when we were once royalty upon this earth, we are now a base people. We're like what the oppressor was. The Father took the other nations to chastise his people because we would not obey. We got into spiritual fornication with these other deities, gods. We took everything that was sacred to us. We went under every green tree. We went up on every high hill. We're still doing it today, many of us. Oh, Jesus, come on now. Let's get to the truth. It tells us, let's go, in verse 4, he tells us, "Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my Father? Thou art the guide of my youth." People wonder why we say he's our Father, because he is our Father. He says, "I'm the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Those descendants from Jacob are Israel, the people. Not a piece of land, not the Jewish Israelis, not any of spiritual Edom, none of that mess. Look, he had a people, he still got a people. He's going to regather the same people the descendants of the people who he took and gathered out of Egypt. Is going to happen again, but it's still going to be his people, the generations of the children of Israel. It tells us right here, verse 5, "Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. Yahuwah said to me also, unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot." We're talking about a whole nation playing a harlot. A harlot, a whore, a prostitute. The same words, family. I showed you guys that in the show we did 2 days ago. You remember? Oh, I pray y'all remember. I pray y'all paying attention to these shows. Verse 7. "And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorcement. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared me not, okay, but went and played the harlot also." You got the northern and the southern kingdom. Those are the two I guess you can call them branches that can be put back together, and then grafting of one and the other. That's all it is, family. Somebody lying to you if they're telling you just bringing in the other Gentiles and grafting them in. They ain't talking about them. This entire book is our history book. It's our history book. Okay? The only time the Father is talking about them other nations is to let you know how, because we didn't obey, this is why we're in the condition we are today. He used these nations. That's it. He warned us in the book of Judges, chapter 2. Go read the end of it. Know that those nations, you keep going back, they turn up with the word giant. Come on now, people. Let's get to the real. It tells us in verse, 9. "And it came to pass, Through the likeness of her whoredom, that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. Go back to Deuteronomy, find out the curses. That's why he put whatever we did, he put those curses right back on us. You want those gods of wood and stone? Well, here, take them. That's what he did to her. He said, take them doggone gods of wood and stone. Then he said his anger won't be on us forever. He'd wake us up, Ezekiel 37, wake up those dry bones. Put life back in, breathe that breath of life back into them bones, the whole house of Israel. So it tells us, 10, and yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but feigningly said Yahuwah. And Yahuwah said unto me, the backsliding Israel had justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words towards the north, and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahuwah, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Most High, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Yahuwah thy father, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and have not obeyed my voice, saith the Most High Yahuwah. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Most High, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, one of a city that goes back to the nations, the tribes, okay? Two of a family that goes back to the northern and southern kingdom, there was two, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Did I say pastors? I pray I did. I don't know if I said pastors. But I will give you pastors, okay, according to mine heart, that shall feed you with what? The riches, the knowledge, and the understanding, that wisdom that we need. That's what? The dry bones waking up, right? It says in verse 16, and it shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says Yahuwah, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Most High, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Most High, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Most High, Yahuwah, to Jerusalem. What nations? Well, those are the tribes. And listen, I had an MP3 I wanted you guys to listen to. They tell you what that is. They tell you that mistake. But you could just read it and understand. He ain't bringing no other nations on in like that. You've been lied to. So many times in Scripture, people want to take these words Gentile and think it means the other nations. No. This is our history book. I don't know how many times I can say that to you. This is our history book. The Father says it's our book. He's talking to his people. He says, I'm only dealing with Israel. Okay? Go back to the book of Amos. And go look at some of the books they took out. Figure out who he was talking to. Okay? The prophets, who were they sent to? They were sent to the children of Israel. Who did he send his only begotten son to? And for? The lost sheep of the house of Israel. Okay? Let's get it right. I want to get down to one special part. Hold up a second. I'm just going to get there because we got to move on. Okay, when you get down, family, let's get down to verse 23. It says, truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills. The Father's letting his children know one more time, you know, it's all vanities what you've learned. It's all in vain. There's no profit in that. He tells us in verse 23 of Jeremiah 3, truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills. Because what was on the hills? They were serving gods of wood and stone, or you could say they were serving gods of stone and stocks. That's what they were doing. They keep changing these words up so you can't make the connection. That's what the children of Israel were doing. There's nothing new underneath the sun. Still doing it today. The only problem is, why won't people, by the time we go through all of this vain, this no profit, and all this stuff that we're reading about in the book of Jeremiah, who told us about 16:19, which says the Gentiles are going to come And they're going to say, our fathers have taught us lies. Why would somebody tell you that these other nations are going to do that? If Jeremiah is talking to his people, Most High said, talk to Israel, talk to Jerusalem, talk to the people. He said, talk to Edom, talk to Moab, talk to the Hamites. You see, family? Look, Jeremiah 16:19, I'm going to say it one more time. O Yahuwah, Father, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles, the lost sheep, shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, the four corners of the earth where they were scattered, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities, and things where there is no profit. They were under every high hill. They're still worshiping on every street corner. Gods of wood and stone, gods of stock and stone. Same thing, nothing new underneath the sun. Those lost sheep that Yahushua went for, the descendants are still here. The ones who have not woken up, those lost sheep, those are the Gentiles that are going to come from all the four corners of the earth and say that. We got to get it right. Let's go to Jeremiah 4, family. Jeremiah 4. I think people be thinking when I say this stuff, I'll be mad at people. I'm not mad. I'm just trying to say, you know, it's time for Israel to wake up. It's time for the teachers to stop lying. It's time for those who are being taught by teachers who are incorrect to reprove your teacher and show them the scripture. Or if the teacher don't want to take a hint and accept what the truth said, look, you shouldn't be sitting underneath them. Shouldn't be sitting underneath them. Because I'm telling you now, when I keep showing you these words, and I'm seeing that not one of these people, I make videos, so they can go either way. Either they can watch the video and see where I gave the correct scripture, they can listen to the show, which they do privately, trust me, they do, and then they'll put little jits and jats about me in their shows. They won't say my name, though. Not going to say my name, because if they say my name, they got to come to the truth. They're going to act like they don't know. Family, if this stuff I can show you in Scripture is not talking about what they're saying, and they go many places with lies, why are you under them? Where is your allegiance? Is it to our father or to man? Jeremiah 4. Sister, can you read that, please?
Okay, Jeremiah 4. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith Yahuwah, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations, thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. And thou shalt swear, Yahuwah liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. For thus saith Yahuwah to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to Yahuwah, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Declare ye Judah, and publish in Jerusalem, and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together, and say, assemble yourselves, and let us go into the defense cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. The lion is come upon from this thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He is gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate, and thy cities shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. For this grid with your sackcloth, for this grid you with sackcloth, lament and howl, for the fierce anger of Yahuwah is not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass at that day, saith Yahuwah, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes and the priests shall be astonished, and the prophets shall wonder. Then say I, Ah, Yahuwah the Father, surely thou hast greatly deceived his people and Jerusalem, saying, ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reacheth unto the soul. At that time shall it be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fan nor to cleanse. Even a full wind from those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against them. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariots shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? For a voice declareth from Dan, and publisheth the affliction from Mount Ephraim. Make ye mention to the nations, behold, publish against Jerusalem, that watchers come from a far country and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. As keepers of a field, are they against her round about? Because she hath been rebellious against me, saith Yahuwah. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee, that it is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reacheth unto thine heart.
I want you to read, sister. That's all I want you to read. Okay, family, I want to go over something with you guys. I don't want to make you think. I mean, in case some people ain't getting it, we're going to make you think, okay? We're going to make you read the scriptures for yourself, get some understanding, come out of the lies that are being taught about Jeremiah 16:19, speaking to these other nations, ain't doing it. If the Father tells us in Jeremiah 4, verse 1, if thou will return, O Israel, who is he concerned about? Who is the Father pleading with? Who is he saying that, I'm going to give you a bill of divorce? Did he divorce other nations? No. Was he concerned about the other nations? No. I'm not making fun of it, but it's the truth. The Father is speaking to his children, the same children he was concerned about that he sent his only begotten Son to die for. It tells us in Jeremiah 4, if thou will return, O Israel, saith Yahuwah, return to me, and if thou will put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not be removed. He was worried about his children. He was getting ready to scatter them, put them under more bondage, because they didn't obey and they were committing whoredoms and fornication. That's what happened. He wasn't worried about nobody else. He says, and thou shalt swear, Yahuwah liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations, who are the nations? That's the 12 tribes. It says, and the nations shall bless themselves in him. Who him? The Father. And in him shall they glory, in the Father. Those nations, don't let the English words deceive you. They're all the nations, ain't about them. I thought it was at 1.2. No. When you really read it, those nations he's speaking about are his people, the 12 tribes of Israel. He just told you in verse 1, if thou return, O Israel, okay? So he says, and thou shalt swear, Yahuwah liveth in truth, in judgment, in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him. Him who? Our Father. And in him shall they glory. We're not trying to glory in anybody else. That's what got us in trouble, worshiping and fornicating with other deities and idols and images, going under every green tree, going upon every high hill. Let's get to the truth. It tells us, for thus said Yahuwah to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Stop doing that wickedness. You know, your fathers have taught you lies. They were built. Look, go back to the book of Kings, chapter 11. I think it's either first or second. I'm not sure. But go back where King Solomon and the kingdom was rent. First thing Jeroboam did was what? He made him a place. and he made him an idol. Two golden calves. He made him an altar, a day, and children of Israel, you're going to celebrate right here. Because he didn't want Rehoboam to regain all of Israel. From that point on, we just kept going downhill, downhill, downhill. Kept serving other deities. The high places and the groves were never taken away, not to the very end. We haven't even read that yet, but I'm sure some of you guys read ahead. They kept doing it. They kept sinning. This is who's the fathers have taught us lies. The lost sheep. They were doing like their fathers, the traditions of men. What men? Our people, the Gentiles, who worship in idols and images, not our father. The ones who got scattered because they did not obey. Go back to Deuteronomy 28. Okay? We're going to get to the real. The Father tells us, verse 4, this takes you right back to New Covenant. Circumcise yourself to the Most High and take away the foreskins of your heart. Circumcise your heart. Okay? Ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doing. Declare ye in Judah and publish in Jerusalem. This is all about our people, family. Go to verse 14. Verse 14 tells us, check it out. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts, talking about what? The tribe of Judah right here. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge with thee? Family, is this not? Y'all know I'm going there. Is this not the same thing as Jeremiah 16:19, where it says, in the day of the affliction, the Gentiles, which are the lost sheep, shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and they shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, vain thoughts, and things where there is no profit. Family, let's go it. Let's go there. Let's go there. Jeremiah, what are we on, 4? Let's go to 5. Wait a minute. I don't even know if I want to go to 5. I think I want to go to 8. Hold on a second, baby. There, let's go to 8. Sister, let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 8, please.
Chapter 8? Okay.
Yes.
Let me go over.
I'm going to put a link out on the chat line for anyone who wants to read along with us. I'm going to get that to you in 1 second. Let me get it up here. As soon as I get it on there, I'm going to have Sister start reading because I want to make sure y'all open it in y'all book. Uh-oh, somebody said they can't hear a thing. You need to refresh your, somebody write on there for her to, I can't hear a thing. Somebody go ahead and write on the chat line for her to refresh her her page, please. Let's go, family. Let's go to Jeremiah 8.
Hold on one second.
Well, I wanted you to read. I want you to read, sister. Let somebody on the chat line help us out.
Okay. All right, Jeremiah 8, okay. At the time, saith Yahuwah, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of
hold
his...
up. Sister, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. I need you to go back. I want you to read one verse. One verse. I went too far. I need you to chapter 7.
Okay,
go back one chapter. I'm sorry. I got to bring it out because somebody got to see this. Somebody got to know that is not talking to even, you know, Gentiles might be listening. I don't know. Go to Jeremiah 7, okay, and read verses 1 through 8 for me. That's all I want you to read.
Okay. All right. Jeremiah 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah saying, stand in the gate of Yahuwah's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of Yahuwah, all ye of Judah that enter into the at the gates to worship the Father. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, Father of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of Yahuwah, the temple of Yahuwah, the temple of Yahuwah are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, excuse me, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit.
There you go, sister. There you go. It keep talking about us, family. It tells us, in the days of affliction, the Gentiles, as the lost sheep, shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely, our fathers, not your fathers. No, our fathers. Who's the fathers? Okay, the fathers of the Hebrew Israelites, the people who went, who were scattered across the four corners of the earth because of their disobedience, what they were doing. Hey, we've inherited lies, vanities, and things where there is no profit. Jeremiah 7, verse 8, behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. You getting it, family? We're talking about our people here. I'm going to go to Jeremiah 8. I just want to read verse 19. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people. Remember the daughters of Zion, family? Come on now. We're talking about Israel. It says, because of them that dwell in a far country, is not Yahuwah in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities, strange idols? Why have they, strange gods? That's all that's talking about, family. That's all that's talking about. Now let's go to Jeremiah 9. We got a little, well, let's see. Yeah, I want to go to Jeremiah 9. Sister, can you take it to Jeremiah 9, please?
Okay, Jeremiah 9. You want to read the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I'll stop you when I need you to stop.
Okay, Jeremiah 9. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bows for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not my name, excuse me, and they know me not, saith Yahuwah. Take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slander. And they will deceive one another, excuse me, every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith Yahuwah. Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in the heart he layeth his weight. Shall I not visit them for these things, saith Yahuwah? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, and for the habitation of the wilderness and lamentation. Because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them, neither can men hear the voice of the cattle, but both the fowl of the heavens and the beasts are fled. They are gone. And I will make Jerusalem heat, a den of dragons. A den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate, without inhabitants. Who is a wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth is burnt up like a wilderness, that none passeth through? And Yahuwah saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I have set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them.
Stop.
Therefore, saith Yahuwah of hosts, the Father of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them among the heathen.
Okay,
neither
so stop for me.
Okay.
Stop for me. I want to hit the point. I want to make sure everybody getting it, because I'll read it one more time, and then I'm going to go here. Check it out, family. Jeremiah 16:19, once more. O Yahuwah, Father, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Now, Jeremiah is going to tell you something else. We're going to pick back up at verse 13. And Yahuwah said, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. Remember, the fathers taught them lies. Therefore, thus said Yahuwah, creator of hosts, the father of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them. Okay? I will scatter them. That's the curses, family. Right? That's the curses. The art says, the Gentiles shall say, our fathers have inherited lies. Okay? In the day of refuge, it says they're gonna these Gentiles, these lost sheep that have been scattered, they shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth because they were scattered. Their fathers taught them lies. Okay? So when we go there again, let me just say it one more time because I want to make sure nobody is not understanding this for anything but what the word says. It says, and the voice of the Most High said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. That goes right back to the Book of Kings, family. It says, therefore, thus said Yahuwah of hosts, the Father of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, my people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter, that's the curses, okay? But this time, it wasn't the full curses. We got the full blown on us now. But at this time, he says, I will scatter them also among the heathen, the other nations, okay? Not Hebrews, okay? These were the other nations. I will scatter them. That's why they're going to be coming from the corners of the earth and say, the Gentiles, they're going to come and say, our fathers have taught us lies. They're going to be scattered. They got to come from those corners of the earth, right? He says, whom neither, well, I'm going to read again, 16. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them till I've consumed them. Now, whom neither they nor their fathers have known. Go back to the curses. We were going to go under enemies. These are the same enemies people trying to bring in and say, those are the Gentiles got to come in and they get sojourned with us and they're like one homeborn. Father's word tells you right here that these, right here, the children of Israel are going to be scattered among these heathens whom neither they nor their father have known. Now, when you go and understand that when we were going to be scattered, according to Deuteronomy 28, that we were going to start serving gods of wood and stone. We were doing that already, but that's what we were going to do. We were going to discontinue from our heritage. So at the very end, the day of affliction, the lost sheep, who have not woken up to the truth, refuse to acknowledge the truth through Scripture, who don't want to open the book, our history book. They rather go to the Gentile history, the Gentile news, the Gentile science. Look, they refuse the truth. They love the lie, but refuse the truth. The only thing that can set them free, make them free. They're going to say, hey, our fathers have taught us lies. Okay? They're going to say, when they come from the end of the earth, they're going to say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities, and things where there's no profit. We thought that Jesus Christ's character that's made of stone and wood sometimes, depending on which church you go to, we thought that that was him. We thought that God loved everybody. We thought that we were the chosen people. And we were chosen because we're spiritually converted into being his people. We didn't know we were the original people. We didn't know that we were the people who were, our ancestors were originally scattered. They were put in bondage. They went into Egypt, bondage. We didn't understand that it tells us we are going to no longer be the head but the tail. We didn't know that was us. Because, you know, we come into today's churches and God loves everybody. Duh, not that even regular history tells you that these people put us on, hanging us up, what, on a tree. They, just like Yahushua. We were their bywords, proverbs. We were their niggas. Many of our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they don't even know that what they have going on right now in their life is because the oppressor gave it to them. Remember I did White History Month, and I'm not picking on white people, but it's the truth. Hey, if it's white, it's all right, baby. They will give you their books, their documentation, and everything. And I've seen people go to science. They go to the news. They go everywhere and then leave the scriptures for last. And then they try to tell prophecy that way, too. They put out books. How much your fathers have taught you lies and bringing in Gentiles, telling them to dip themselves in water and you okay. You coming in, you probably be there before me. Come on now. Same people tell you, the father told me to teach. The father told me to do this. And the ones who are trying to learn the truth, they're sucked in. Because why? They won't open the scriptures for themselves. They won't open the scriptures. Whether they be lost sheep so lost that they're in a church, or whether they be woken up to the truth and under somebody who's teaching them folly, it's like they don't want to wake up. Their eyes have been blinded. They're spiritually discerned to the truth. They will be one of those ones, even if they know they're Hebrew. They're going to come at the end of time and say, hey, our fathers have taught us lies. That is vanity, what we've been doing. We've been keeping tassels and wrapping ourselves up. You know, we've been having 5-10 basket of ribs and wives and stuff. Man, the traditions. We've been keeping this day, that day, doing all these things. They've denied Yahushua. Yahushua told them, people will come to me and say, hey, Yahushua, he's going to say, get away from me, I never knew you. Because those Gentiles are going to say, our fathers have inherited lies, the same lies that we thought were truth. Look, we've been telling our children. It's a repeated pattern. What you're reading right here in the scriptures, the same thing keeps happening and happening and happening. And when we show you in the scripture, many will say, no, that's wrong, that's not it. Jeremiah said it over and over and over. This cannot profit. That's vanities. King Solomon was talking about it. Isaiah, Jeremiah. Keep going down the list. Even the apostles were telling our people the same thing. We just read some stuff. Your mind should be clicking with these precepts. these Gentiles are us, the lost sheep. It's not the other nations. Not the other nations, family. Oh, I'm not done yet. I am not done yet. Let's go. Let me see where else I want to go. I want to go a couple of places. I want to make sure y'all get it good. And, you know, family, like I said, this is for reproof. I'm not trying to be mean to nobody. People think, oh, Georgia getting into it. She really getting it. No. You know, I sit back and I listen, and I have people, after they go listen to these people telling them lies, going to question me when I'm showing them the scripture. They gave them a precept and told them what it was. I read the scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah 10. I want to just read verses 1 through 8 real quick. Father says, hear ye the word which Yahuwah spake it unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahuwah, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them, for the custom of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hand of the workman, with an axe. They deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must need be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is there in them to do good. These are no gods. These Christmas trees that people were worshiping, these were idols made for the other nations. Our fathers have inherited lies. The Christmas tree, Easter, the Immaculate Conception. Our fathers have inherited lies. There's no profit in that Christmas. The Father tells you right here, Jeremiah 10, he tells you that not to be afraid of them. In verse 5, it says, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. People wonder where the Christmas tree come from. What does it have to do with the scriptures? Because the heathen, this was part of their idols and images. We want it to be just like them. We got it. We got it. These trees can't do nothing for us. People still worshiping the Christmas, bowing down, putting the gift underneath there, the whole shabammy. Verse 6, for as much as there is none like unto thee, O Yahuwah, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O Yahuwah, of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, speaking about Israel, there is none like unto thee, but they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. The stock. What is the stock? Well, that stock right there is talking about the whole lump of them, the doctrine of them. We've inherited lies from our fathers. Because our people were doing these things. Look around. There's nothing new underneath the sun. You see Hebrews. I tell you, when I put that mess on my corner, them Hebrews came by and snatched it up, didn't want to hear a word. I was so disappointed. I said, oh, my goodness. They're going to be the ones coming saying, hey, well, I didn't know there was nothing wrong. I thought that we were supposed to the Christmas tree. Well, I didn't know. They said that Jesus Christ, that don't take out the Christ out of Christmas. You know, they've learned the lie, family. They've learned the lie. So, sister, if you don't mind, let's go straight up to Jeremiah 16, please. Jeremiah 16.
Okay, I need to scroll over.
Hello?
I'm here. I'm trying to scroll over to it.
Okay, I'll do it for you. Jeremiah 16.
You're going to put on the link?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put the link on. Okay, take me a few seconds. All right, family, we're at the last chapter of it. I don't want to really go too much over in overtime, but, you know, I'll do what I need to do. Let's say that. My computer runs just a little bit slow, but I'm almost there. Here's your link for Jeremiah 16. Y'all got to know this truth. Don't let nobody tell you to just talk about them other nations, because that's how they've been able to change up all the doctrine. You know, they open the book up and they say, well, these right here, see, Paul went out there to teach the Gentiles. they're bought in. That's Christianity's lie. We would think that if the Most High has sent you to teach, he's going to give you the truth. It's all right to make a mistake, is what I'm saying. It's all right to make a mistake. But if you're being reproved and somebody can show you, well, that's not talking about that. Not talking that Paul went to talk to all the other nations. No. Paul went out there to teach the lost sheep of the house of Israel. People don't want to accept the truth. If I can show you in the scripture, it's no longer George's word. It's the Father's word. If I can give you the precepts, if I can give you the understanding, if I'm going in scripture to tell you, no, this is not talking about the Gentiles of the other nations. This is talking about our people. Jeremiah just proved it. Let's go to Jeremiah, family. Jeremiah 16, please. I gave everybody a link on the chat line.
Okay. The word of Yahuwah came also unto me, saying, thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place. For thus saith Yahuwah, concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land. They shall die of grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented. Neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as a dung upon the face of the earth. And they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and by their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. For thus saith Yahuwah, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, saith Yahuwah, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried. Neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning, to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother. Thou shalt not also go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and to drink. For thus saith Yahuwah, Father of hosts, Father of hosts, Father of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes, and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show his people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath Yahuwah pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahuwah our Father? Then shalt thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith Yahuwah, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and ye have done worse than your fathers. For, behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they might not hearken unto me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers, and there shall you serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that it shall no more be said, Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he have driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith Yahuwah, and they shall fish them, and after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them for every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity, and then their sin doubled, and their sin doubled, because they have defiled my land. They have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. O Yahuwah, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee for the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that I am, excuse me, they shall know that my name is Yahuwah the Most High.
Thank you, sister. Family, we got about 5 minutes left. I don't have much more to go over, but I do have some. So if you would like to continue with us by phone, you need to go ahead and switch over. The number is 646-595-4111. Anybody wishing to continue with us? I've got a couple more things to say, break down a little bit of stuff, you know, but it needs to be said because there's too many people who are bringing these other nations in, being deceived themselves, I don't know. All I can tell you is if you say that the Father has pulled you up to teach, then your eyes should be open to this basic truth right here. It's all in the book of Jeremiah. You ain't even got to go nowhere else. I can take you some other places, but I don't have to. It's right there in the book of Jeremiah. Many people understand already that those Gentiles being spoken of in New Covenant, the lost sheep, they understand that. They might understand the ones that were called strangers, sojourners, Hittites, whatever. Those were our people in the Old Covenant. This is our history book, family. Don't let anybody deceive you. We're reading it right here. This is our history book. Okay, I'm gonna say it one more time. If anybody wants to go ahead and switch over, let me check, because y'all might be there. Oh, I think y'all are there. Oh, good. I got callers and everything. We're going to keep it rolling. We got 3 minutes left. The number is 646-595-4111. I'm going to take calls in a second, family, okay? Anybody wishing to speak, just put your hand up, number one, and I'll get with you guys. And for those of you who have joined us just by the chat line, you're getting ready to get cut off in about 2 minutes. So if you want to keep on with us, you know to go ahead and switch over, 646-595-4111. Now, I got something to say. Jeremiah 16 to me is very, very clear. Sister, did you get the understanding in Jeremiah 16 just by reading it and understanding through all the precepts that we have broken down for that word Gentile and so forth, and understanding that this is our history book, that these Gentiles being spoken of are the same ones that when you go back to the Old Covenant and get the understanding that the two kingdoms, you know, the split, that they went right into, on the, at least on the side of Israel, they went right into paganism, idol worship, fornication, harlotry, whatever you want to call it, prostitution. Is it clear just by reading Jeremiah 16 and reading Jeremiah, period, what we've read so far?
I believe it's crystal clear for the simple fact that he's telling you specifically what not to do. And if you do it, this is what's going to happen. He's very clear in whatever he's so it's just a blatant disrespect and, you know, disobedience, of course.
Right.
The compelment of, oh, don't touch this. You want to touch it more because you were told not to. So it's very clear.
I think so, too. I really do. Family, Jeremiah 16, the word of Yahuwah. Give me 90 seconds. They're going to keep interrupting me. The word of Yahuwah came also unto me, saying, this is Jeremiah speaking. Thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place. Now, remember, Jeremiah was talking to Judah. Remember? This was going. They were getting ready to get out of the land of Jerusalem and go into the Babylonian captivity at this point. He says, for thus said Yahuwah concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land. They shall die of grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth. And they shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine, and their carcass shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth. And this might be Jerusalem. This might be the part after Yahushua. This was a prophecy, so this might be, it might be more than one. But nonetheless, it was us. It was Judah right here that Jeremiah was prophesying about. But anyhow, he says, "For thus said Yahuwah, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament, nor be mo." Okay, 10 seconds, family. Shalom, 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 and thank you for joining us. All right. "Neither go to lament nor bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace, my rest from this place," said the Most High. The rest is the Shabbat. That's the day that, you remember how it says, man wasn't made for the Shabbat, but the Shabbat was made for man? That was so that we could have a place, a day, well, we were created on a day that was rest. That was the seventh day. It was blessed, sanctified. It was set apart. We know as well the garden was a place that we were given by our Heavenly Father to stay Kodesh from the other nations, just so that we would hearken to Him and not want to be like the other nations. Okay? But we know that we sinned immediately upon the garden. We were kicked out. You're going to get a retelling over and over and over and over and over again in all the scriptures about how the set apart place that we had for a day of rest, or you could say a place of rest, we kept screwing up and not obeying. We kept getting kicked out. Now we're scattered across the four corners of the earth. But this is nonetheless our people. Our Father tells us, "For thus," verse 5, "For thus said Yahuwah, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, said Yahuwah, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning, to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother." Verse 8, "Thou shalt not also go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and to drink. For thus said Yahuwah, Creator of hosts, Father of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, Wherefore hath Yahuwah pronounced all this great evil against us? Or, what is our iniquity? Or, what is our sin that we have committed against the Most High Yahuwah our Father? Then shalt thou say unto them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, they've inherited lies from their fathers, and you've been committing the same ones, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. And ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers, and there shall ye serve other gods day and night, gods of wood and stone," right, family? "Where I will not show you favor." Go ahead, sister.
No, I was just saying, I was agreeing with you when you talked about the stocking stone.
That's right. It says, verse 14, "Therefore, behold, the day comes, saith Yahuwah, that it shall no more be said, Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of bondage," or of Egypt, "but Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he drave them," or driven them, "he scattered them. And I will bring them again, I'm going to regather them into their land, and that I gave unto their fathers, Whose fathers? Oh, well, let's see. He promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, children of Israel, right? Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith Yahuwah, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. Because remember, what Gentiles are going to be trying to get in some rocks? Think about that, Revelations. It says, and why are they going to be on every hill? Remember them high places, those hills they were going on to worship? Talk about the lost sheep. Okay, talk about the lost sheep. For mine eyes are always, it says, oh, it's so good. 17, for mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face. Neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. And first, I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. O Yahuwah, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, where you scattered us, and shall say, surely our fathers have taught us lies, vanities, and things where there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahuwah, their father. There it is, family. If anybody want to tell you anything else, and if you didn't get this, I don't know. I don't want to tell you. You know, you got to talk to the father. That's all I can say. If you're not getting this, and somebody's telling you that Jeremiah 16:19, that's why you can bring all the other nations in, those strangers, remember? Hey, those strangers, sojourners, those with all the other nations, they go to the new covenant, and they say, see, they said, Paul out there for all the other people. When you get into the engrafting in all the other nations, somebody lying to you because the scriptures don't say that. You have been grossly misled. You have been further kept in mind control of this system. Somebody is playing folly, whether they themselves have been taught by a serpent or they themselves are the serpents. I'm going to tell you the quickest way to find out. When they have these little shows, call in, give them the proper scripture, give them the precepts. Tell them, well, when you bring up Jeremiah 16:19 and you're trying to say that all the other Gentiles get to come in, have you read all of Jeremiah? Are you sure the Most High called you? You ain't got to be like that, but you know what I'm saying. That's something I would say. But you just show them Jeremiah 16:19 and take them to Jeremiah. If they don't understand what the word Gentile means, I got plenty of shows where we went over the word Gentile, breaking all that down. So, listen. It's too late in the game for all the lies. It's too late in the game. I'm calling the teachers out. If you're a teacher and you are truly teaching because the Father has called you, and maybe you're being, you know, misled on this one little part, I can deal with that. Now, go and tell your followers the truth. If you are truly understanding because the Father has opened your eyes and told you, I want you to teach. I don't know if he wants you to teach or not. Maybe he got you right where he wants you for a reason. I don't know. But if you see that what you have been teaching is in error, and you got all these other Gentiles overtaking your congregation, I don't know if it's for donations. I don't know, because I know we all suffering out here. At least the Most High's people are. That's part of the curses. George ain't living rich out here. Nobody better not think that. That's a lie. I am not living rich. Trust me. I am not. But when you see books being published, videos being published, and people making the house of the Most High, and that's what they're doing by doing these things, and got them all over and still leaving it up after they've heard the truth, if you have told them, I know the person who got the book up now, they know what I'm saying, but they continue to say that lie. Why are you there? Father's word don't say that. By half the stuff that, and I'm going to tell you something else, too, while I'm talking. You will find that many of these people who teach, who say that they're there and they're supposed to teach, and some got garb, some don't, some stutter, and tell you the father picked the stammering lips ones. Now, look. If they cannot give you the proper understanding of scripture, and they are not getting these precepts, and they are taking the word and making it a flesh arm and not leaning upon a spiritual arm, you need to back up. You need to back up off that. You need to back up off it. Hey, that's all I'm going to say to you. We've given the word. We've read it. For those who have an ear, it's meant for you. For those who don't have an ear, well, go back where you were. You know, I don't want to be mean about it, but it's the truth. If you don't want to accept the truth of the word, you got a choice. You can either go to the Father, humble yourself down, and ask him to reveal. Father, is this truth? I know I'm reading it in your word, but, you know, I've been taught this all my life. And well, hey, come to the conclusion that the Father got a people. He left us a history book, his people. This book is all about us. Not to be mean to anybody in any other nation, but it's the truth. We have been lied to as a people, our people. We have been lied to worship a deity named Jesus. We have been lied into participating in pagan worship ritual days like Christmas, Halloween, all these days, Easter. You know, we have been made to go to church and continuously break the bones, like they say, of Christ. This is his body that was broken, and eat it. Eat the flesh, drink his blood. We have been lied to. But what's interesting is, our people been doing this? This ain't nothing new. But when we see that we can come into the truth of the word through the set apart spirit and understand that this is our history book, and our people got to get out of the mindset of the world and come back to our Father spiritually. Mm-hmm. There's no other salvation but through the word, through our Father, through Yahushua. No other salvation. If you want to be free, go to the Father's word. The truth will make you free. Sister, anything you want to add?
I wanted to ask, when you just spoke about the communion that the other, like the Christianity people go through and all that. Are we supposed to dedicate our children to the Father when we have them, our babies, like they do in say, in the Christian church, they christen? Is that...
Are you talking about baptizing, like the way the heathens do it? You're talking about in the church?
No, not baptizing. I'm talking about when you have a baby and you take your baby to the church to have him christened, dedicated back to the Father. Are we supposed to do that as Hebrew people?
Supposed to?
That...
Well, you know what? Sister, I'm going to tell you plain and simple. Everything that comes out from a Hebrew should be dedicated to the Father. But we don't do no rituals on that. We pray over our children and we teach our children. We don't have to do no ritual. But everything is for our Father. It comes from us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dedication that involves going any place or doing anything special except you talking to the Father, you praying over your child, you teach your child. That's it. You dedicated him to the Father.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead. If anybody wants to ask a question, because I see a lot of hands up. I don't know if your hand's up by accident or it's up because you want to say something. So I'm going to go down the list. Remember, just push the number one button. I'll see your hand up. I'll call you on. Erico 303. Shalom.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize my hand was up. This is Sister Diane. How you doing?
Hi, Sister
Hello.
Diane. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry. I must have pressed the number one. Anyway, since I'm on a great show, I totally understand what you're saying. I sent you an email yesterday, I think it was, or Friday, just telling you that I had a run-in with GLC camp online and did realize who I was talking to. Yeah, and they tried to reprove me, and, you know, I just kept going right back at them. And although there was no disrespect between our views, however, they did encourage me to continue studying because they felt that it was incorrect. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. The kingdom is for the Hebrews, and I'm not saying that the other nations can't obtain salvation, but they're not getting the kingdom. And I don't believe that the Gentiles that they're speaking of in the New Testament nor the Old Testament is talking about the other nations. I don't. And then I talked to them about the hair and the women and daughters of Zion, and they told me I was wrong about that, that we as, you know, black women don't want to accept that we're being talked about as scripture. And I'm like, that's untrue. It doesn't make sense for us to be selected out of a whole bunch of people and when both men and women in Israel are doing wrong. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
So,
good job.
It's what it is.
You know,
yeah,
and I'm not saying good job because you're a woman. I'm saying good job because you're trying to show the truth of the word. And you see, we're going to come against that. Don't think that the apostles or even the prophets were coming. I mean, what was I reading today? I might have been, I read so many things, family. It says, we read in Jeremiah, don't be scared of their faces. Don't be scared because they're going to come at you like that. But, you know, we got to keep teaching the truth, saying the truth regardless. Because if it's in the Father's word, oh, well, they don't have to accept it. They don't have to like it. But at least you were a faithful watchman, and you shed truth on the, like, you know, you shed truth on the word. And it's really sorrowful that many of the, you were speaking of GOCC. I did see that one. I thought I wrote you, sister, but I when you gave me that email, she gave me an email, family, to a Blog Talk site that was teaching. And I went there. I had already gone there, to be honest with you. And I said, oh, my goodness. And I already knew. See, many of the camps, and I had, like I said, I have a real good video. Y'all want to get some information about that. But many of these camps, they all come with the same set of lies, I noticed. And they've been mistaught. And they all want to say that the daughters of Zion are woman, and woman learn your place and has full powers of authority, and they can't take it spiritual at all. And all of them say America's Babylon. They all teach the same thing. And as far as the strangers, yeah, they're bringing them in. They're bringing in all, and when I say strangers, now they're bringing in the lost sheep. They're bringing in the lost sheep, but what they're also working with is all the other nations, and that's not our job. See, when they go to the New Covenant and say first to the Hebrew, then to the Gentiles, what they're talking about is you're supposed to teach the truth to those whose eyes have been opened, but you also, after you teach them, then also go to those lost sheep.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with
that's
the
right.
other nations. I think what it is people got to realize this is our history book, you know, and the Father gave me that term, by the way. I didn't just make that up. The Father gave, this is our history book. I have a clip I'm going to try to get and play for you guys real soon. I might put it on our website tonight if I have time. I don't know. But it, you know, is amazing because I was listening to, they were Edomites, okay? And, of course, they were talking about the serpent seed. And what they said was that the Jews are Canaanites, and they're from Edom. Okay, I was listening to how they come up with all this stuff. Anyhow, they were saying that they were the true chosen people. But what they said, which was very interesting, and it's a truth but not pertaining to them, they said, well, you know, people sit in churches and they tell you that they call him Yeshua or something like that. They said he came, but he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and they can't figure it out that it ain't salvation, all that, not meant for anybody else. He didn't come for nobody else. And I'm thinking, wow. And when we try to tell our people that, because we are the people, and we try to tell our people that, and some of our people will say that we're racist. Why don't we bring in, what about, you know, this nation or that nation? But see, you can't argue with me about the nation because the Father put in his word who he was speaking to. I'm just repeating by reading and precepting so you will understand who Yahushua came for, who was given the covenant, the Torah, the promises, who was told that they would get the kingdom if they obeyed and did right, repented, turned from their evil ways. Who will get that kingdom? It does not say anybody's name on the gates except the children of Israel.
Okay.
And the man was he was laughing and hee-hawing and all this stuff. It's really crazy. But it amazes me that he even went into speaking about how much that when they were talking about Schofield, that he really helped promote the Jewish lie when he rewrote just some Bible work or something, I don't know. And then they were talking about how the words are so messed up. There's so many mistranslations. And he tells you how you got to go to Strong's. But what's funny is I've heard people on their Blog Talk shows say, well, they got a sister out there. She's going to try to go through all kind of words and things to confusion and make something seem right. Well, no, I'm not doing it because make it seem right, but I know that English was not our people's language. I know that the scriptures are not only in English language, but they're in Greek. Why is it two different things? Why is it that everybody got all these different interpretations? Even when you go into Christianity, there's so many forms of Christianity. If there's only one word, something's not right. Now, if I can go and show you where this precept's here, to there, but it's a problem. Because I said, this is our book. This does not belong to, and excuse me, but this does not belong to any person of the white persuasion. It does not belong to anybody of the Oriental persuasion. It doesn't belong to any Hamite. It's not their book. It's our book. They don't get to inherit the kingdom. But the Father does say that they will become our bondsmen and bondswomen. And I don't take great joy in that. I mean, that's the Father's word. I didn't make this up. I didn't say I hate Esau. I didn't do that. Go ahead, sister.
Back to what Sister Diane was saying, I think when it comes to the GOCC or any other group that really feels strongly about the black women being, punished and everything, When they see a black woman going back and forth and knowing what she's talking about and is backed up by the word, all they can do is just say, okay, go study some more. They can't come up with nothing else to solidify what they're trying to say because they can't do it. So all they're going to do is say, okay, they're just going to push you away and say, okay, well, just go study some more. But there's nothing really more to study because I already gave you everything that needed to be done,
Right.
And all they're trying to do is just on our necks. That's it. They're just still trying to keep their feet on our neck, on a black woman's neck, period.
Well, I tell you what, and for those of you teachers out there, it's an open welcome for me. I would love if you guys want to get together and go over these scriptures that about the woman, about these Gentiles, those things that are, and about the law, which is about Yahushua, really. I would love for us all to get all these teachers and come on one accord by looking at the word. Now, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to see what you – actually, I have listened to you because I go to all y'all shows, all your shows, and listen. I watch your videos. I want to see how you're putting this together. And then I'm trying to think, well, you just said the Father told you this. How could the Father tell you that when that's not right? It's not
right.
You can't make it right. I don't care what you do to make that right. And how do you not know, if you've read Jeremiah, that those Gentiles, and if you've read the Old Covenant with the Book of Kings, the Book of Joshua, the Book of Samuel, to not understand our people, the daughter of Zion, that's going to be left like a cottage, which had already happened, that prophecy happened, but that's the daughter of Zion. And then you get to the New Covenant, that's the same daughter of Zion that committed all that atrocity, the children of Israel.
Yeah.
I would love if you want to, I know y'all don't want to call me a teacher, and you don't have to call me a teacher. I'll just sit there with my scriptures. You can bring your scriptures, and we're going to hash this out. We're going to read. We can take a whole weekend. We can take a whole month, because right now I'm not working. So, hey, the only work I do is the Father's work, and I go over my scriptures. So, we can all get together. You got to pay for my trip out there because I ain't got no money now. But, hey, let's do this. Let's get together. Let's come under one. If you really want the truth, I want the truth. If I'm in error, please show me. Please show me. Now, you better make sure that what you're showing me is what it is because I'm hearing from the Father. So you better make sure you got it right because I'm going to have my scripture. And Sister Georgia didn't read not just the old and the new. No, I didn't read the Apocryphs too. And I know what those words are talking about. So come on with it. Hey, family, we're going to open up another line, okay? Hold on. I'm keeping everybody on. I want because I got some more hands that popped up on me. Okay, Erica 302, shalom.
Shalom, Sister Georgia. Shalom, family.
Shalom.
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 Who's
brother
this?
Brother Tavares.
Brother Tavares. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I came on earlier and seen that it was going to be a show, so I was trying to make it. I just made the last point. But what I was going to say is that, you know, you had already went over it when Yahushua said, I'm not come but to the lost sheep. And then in John chapter 17, when he prayed, he said, I don't pray for the world. He said, I pray for these only. You know.
Oh, thank you.
He made his summons and his prayer for those who the Father had given him, those who had walked with him at that time. He said, I don't pray for the world, but I pray for those only. But,
thank you.
Yeah, some of the things, and the thing about the woman, Sister Georgia, I tell you, you know, I remember you doing a couple of shows. I mean, that you went full circle with that. I mean, you established and approved, even from Genesis, when we went into Genesis, and it said that the two shall be one. You know, flesh, the thing, that show you did on that really, really talked
about.
Same
DNA.
And I mean, I think this all connects with the bloodline and blood right. You know what I'm saying? When you was speaking about, you know, I only come to the lost sheep. And then when the scripture you were talking about, when you said the Jew first, or it's going to be the Hebrew, you know, we know
right,
that.
Right, right.
And then, so, I mean, those reinforces this Jeremiah, what you was reading. I mean, the bottom line is what got us in trouble the whole time is trying to bring these nations in, where the, you know, being going to mix with them sexually or just to be friendly with them and bring them in. That's been our whole problem. If you look at Trek through the old and the new, it trekked all the way from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, nothing to eat the sun. That's right, brother.
Yeah.
Brother, I think our sister's on. I'm going to bring her on, too, because I want to make sure everybody get a chance to holler. Hold on a second, brother. Hold on. And sisters.
Yeah.
Eric code 909, shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
That's my
shalom,
sister.
Shalom, family. Sister
shalom.
Jennifer here.
Welcome, sister. I know you got some wisdom for us.
I just wanted to chime in and say shalom and agreeing and listening it's amazing, Sister Georgia. Sometimes even on my page, my Facebook page, I get very irritated, have to stay off because they're bringing everyone in. And also sometimes you even accept a friendship request and you find out that, or for me personally, should I say, it irritates me sometimes when the other nation is admonishing me and telling me, you know, yes, you, it's not yes. And I always tell them it's not yes, it's yah. And, you know, I just am at a place now, I'm very irritated and I'm becoming and I'm very, very different. Very, very irritated with the other nations trying to educate us and our people being in these churches and being educated many times by the other nations. In fact, yesterday I was very I don't want to take up too much time, but I was very disheartened when I was watching People's Court and there was this this woman suing this other woman regarding a dog. And it was so sad because they go to church together and we're so in love and they're so one. And I'm thinking, stop the crap. And the woman, the Hebrew woman, was actually in the right. And she lost the case. But all these people don't love us. You know, sometimes we think, how did we go from not being able to swim in the same pool together where we can swim in the pool together? Now, they suddenly love us.
Mm-hmm.
How are we able to ride the bus together now so in unity? We don't. We really don't. we, when you really get down to it, we really don't. Sometimes when you really find out why they are sometimes so accepting of us as it appears, it's really not there unless it's something in their benefit or for their benefit. It's
Absolutely.
Usually benefiting them. If you really look at it, it benefits them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have to have everything that the hell go on around here. And if they, you know, they always got the nerve to try to correct you or chastise you about anything. They know everything. They
know,
just know
everything. And I, you know, I didn't feel so strongly, but the more I study and I study and I study and I watch and I live around a lot of them and I watch how, you know, they interact, and I just say, I cry out sometimes, I say, Father, what would make anyone think that we were hung on trees and we were sitting at the back of the bus and we had, you know, diseases put up on us and Margaret Sanger and her wonderful, you know, abortions and all this
mm-hmm.
stuff, and now they suddenly love us.
Mm-hmm. I ain't falling for that one.
Especially when it comes to our men in terms of jail and things and the petty things they go to jail for and get in trouble for, you know, and just looking at it. And then I look at our brothers and say, we can't teach, we got to shut up, you know, everybody's included, where there's 12 gates and all the gates have our names on there. So sudden Edom is on one of the gates and Moab's on there and the Ammonites are on there and the Hamites are on there. I don't see these names on these gates when I go in Revelation.
Well, not even just that. Now, if you look at entertainment and if you look at the sports, you know, hell, you came from the ghetto. You came from nothing. Your mama struggled with two pennies to raise you because your father was not around. You got a scholarship. You made it through the NBA. You made it to the NFL, okay? You came from nothing. Now you got millions of dollars in your contract. Okay, bam. What's the first thing you do with that? You go to the club and make it rain. Let's make it rain. Let's buy some Patron for everybody. Then who do you have on your shoulder? Now, mind you, you had that black woman next to you when you was in the ghetto. You might have a kid with her or two. You know what I'm saying? But you in the club right now making it rain because now you got money in your pocket. You bought about six cars that's in front of one house with two garages, which don't make no sense to me. Okay? But now you got that blonde hair, blue-eyed chick next to you now. Okay? Now the sister don't mean nothing to you no more. She can't bring nothing to the table. Okay? And you better not ask for child support because, like Ray Caruth, one of my friends that lives in Sacramento, that's her cousin, you're going to get killed. Don't dare ask for child support. But now they're postering white women with our black men, not even in the NFL or the NBA, now in the movies. And it's been in the movies for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what bothers me. It's like you can't have that Hebrew sister with that ethnicity, that strength in her afro, in her big lips, in her hips. You know what I'm saying? In her voluptuous state. You can't have that going on. We don't want that type of image. We want that slender with no booty, no lips, stringy hair. We want that next to our black men. And they're accepting that. And they're being told, I'm sure, in order for you to get these riches that we're going to offer you, you better get rid of that black woman you're with. We can't have too much of that attitude and that neck rolling up in here. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on. And they have turned against us when it comes to stuff like that. And that's what makes me angry. So I watch that daily. And I'm just like, well, hell, who are we? Where do you think you came from? You know? So it's really bad. It's getting real
well,
bad.
Well, you know, sister, you know, I'm gonna take it a step further. What it is what our people have found out that we are the people, they've changed the scripture. Mm-hmm. They have been inheriting lies. They believe that the daughters of Zion, many of the Hebrews who teach, many of those who are under teachers who want to correct me and call me a Jezebel, things like that, you know, they've inherited lies. Because somebody told them that's how they were taught. Because they all say it. And when it comes, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, my phone's clicking. But when you get down to the truth, the problem is the Father is coming to regather his people. He wants his people righteous. What we're seeing is basically today somebody who really wasn't called to teach, they might understand the precept of, can y'all hear me? Somebody's making a lot of noise. I don't know if that's me
I can
or what.
Hear you, but I do hear the noise.
Yes.
Can hear you.
Okay. Somebody has, you know, taken the curses that are, hello?
Hello?
We're here. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just mute y'all phone one time while I try to get this out, okay, because I'm hearing too much noise. Hold on. I'm going to mute y'all one second. I'm going to bring all y'all back on because I'm here. I don't know whose phone that is. So I'm going to mute, and then I'm going to open them back up real quick. I just want to get this out. And this is the importance of it, family. You know, we have people who believe because they can't understand that the scriptures in English are now written in a masculine sense. We can go through the scriptures and understand how the Father compared the daughters of Zion to a comely woman, understand that Old Testament shows you who the daughters of Zion are. We can go precepted to find out who those Gentiles are. We can read and find out who those Gentiles are. But for some reason, when our people come into truth, and I, unfortunately I have to say it, but I'm speaking to the men teachers, they take things that they've experienced in their life and they have maybe been done wrong by someone, and they see, oh, with the physical eyes, it says a woman. You know, women are their oppressor, children rule over, and then, you know, I've seen them go on corners and belittle. It says show brotherly love, charity, but they will go with blowhorns and tell that sister about herself and tell her how she's supposed to do this. And then, you know, talk about you're supposed to be loving it and having a man bark. I mean, it feels to me like the curses, they don't realize the reason the women are right there with no fathers is because one of the fathers who came out of, I don't want to say the gutter, but, you know, came out of a dysfunctional home or whatever, some kind of damaged relationship, is now up there teaching the word because he found out he a Hebrew, but yet trifling when he was in the world. All he did was, Margaret Sanger, just repackaged themselves. And see, the Father, I don't believe, are calling half as many people as people think these people are being called, because they all are saying the same lie when the Scriptures don't say that. The Scriptures don't say that. So how can you say you are supposed to teach, putting books out there, your fathers have taught you lies, telling Gentiles they just got to dip themselves in water and they all right, they can come in and it'll be more of them in the kingdom than us. And, you know, it's like they're more willing to bring in the Gentiles, the other nations, than even give their own sisters, their own flesh and blood, any type of recognition with the Father and the Word. That's all I wanted to say. I'm going to open up some mics again because I know somebody got something to say. I'm opening up all the mics, so y'all mics are open, and if y'all have anything to say to what I said, please add on. Mics are open.
I watched a show today called The Scarlet Letter. I'm sure you guys know that because we all had to read that book in high school with Demi Moore. And this is my first time ever watching the movie. I read the book, of course. But it was so funny to me because this man and his wife, Demi Moore was the wife, her husband was gone afar somewhere and was presumed dead because the Indians supposed to have killed him. Okay, so she fell in love with this minister, Gary Oldman. And so when he found out that the husband supposedly had died and they sent his belongings to show that, okay, yeah, he's dead, you know, they went ahead and, you know, copulated and everything, and she was with child at this point. So, but she wasn't, the rule of the pilgrimage back then was if your husband's gone, died or something, you can't be with another man or remarry for 7 years, which to me is absurd. But I'm sure the man can do whatever the hell he wants to do, period, while they're married or not. But when she found out that he was a minister in their little church, he was reading from a 1611 Bible, and it just floored me when I saw that. It just tickled me. I was like, wow. But some of the stuff they were saying, like he was talking about the nations and the Indians and all that stuff, and he called himself trying to translate the Bible to the Indian, I forgot what the word was, but to the Indian language so they can understand and stuff like that. But, you know, I know we spoke about that prior shows about how these movies are kind of like they put bits and pieces of the Bible in there to kind of confuse us and stuff like that, or to lie and twist it and say it's this type of people when it's really not, you know. So I just wanted to put that out there today.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that show. I never really paid attention to all that because I watched it when I was a Gentile. My eyes were completely closed. But I might have to really look at that movie.
I was reading from a 1611. I was just like, he's reading from a 1611. But it was just crazy.
It's amazing.
How, I mean, you know. But the rules that they have for women, to me, is just, it's comical, because how can you tell a woman, even if her husband were to die or divorce, you can't be with no man or nobody for 7 years? Come on, man.
Well, the Hebrews, I've heard them say that if you've had sex with that man, too, that you're not supposed to remarry anybody, because they talk about the physical seed. And they say that the way the woman was made, you know, the man could go out and have sex with all these women because whatever. But it's about the woman. Now, once she copulates with a man, that's it for her. She has to be by herself. And that's really going against the scripture. But there's a lot of things that people have, traditions of men are lies, vanities, lustful thoughts that have gone into teaching the word, and a lot of betrayal from their spouse or whatever that have gone into teaching the word not correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that many of these people, because I know not too many of these teachers are going to change and take those Gentiles out. Now, I'm not saying kick them out, but I'm saying tell them the truth about it. It's not pertaining to you. The Father didn't say to go gather every nation of people on this earth unto him. He did not say that. So I'm waiting to see. I would love to see. And like I said, I really, with all humbleness, I really do would appreciate for all the teachers, all those who call themselves teachers who say that the Most High told them to teach. Let's get together. Let's crack open the book. Let's read. Let's come to agreement. So when we come on Blog Talk, we are teaching the Father's word and not our own vain imaginations when it comes to certain things in the scripture.
Right.
So
right. That's
all I got to say about that.
You know,
anybody else?
Sister Georgia, this is Sister Diane. I wanted to just comment on the, you know, talking about what the preachers say about the men, about the women, and I'm excuse me, some of these Hebrew camps. And what I noticed is that when I was on the phone with the GLCC people Friday, is that they had, he had asked me, who did I believe was the glory of the woman? Or what did I believe? He was trying to tell me that my hair was the glory, our hair once was the glory of a woman. I said, the glory of the woman is Yahushua. So I don't know where. And he was like, no, you're reading that wrong. You just don't want to see that. And they just, it was how they were stuck, kind of like they were just trying to make a point. I was just like, it was almost comical in a way. And I was also sad at the same time. And then I also wanted to say, just yesterday I was also at a function, which turned out to be a church function. I didn't know. I have some stepkids of mine that I went to go see do a performance. And lo and behold, the teachers over this church organization were gay. Both of the directors were gay over this dance troupe. And that saddened me. Then we have them, the preacher and his wife in the audience, you know, and they have someone that they're talking about Jesus, Lord, and God, and they were handing out all these tickets and prizes that they could find, tell different, answer different biblical questions, like how old was Yahushua when he died, or how old, or how many days was he left on the earth after his resurrection from the grave, and then how old was Methuselah? And then I just said to Charles, the woman, he got up and moved away from me because she heard me talk. And I said, that's not going to get our people into the kingdom. Why don't we tell our people about the condition that we're in now, that we're facing, and why we are where we are today? That would be more profitable to our people and who we are. And I said, all pastors align if they're not telling the people in the churches, the Hebrews, that they're Hebrews, if they're telling the Gentiles. And that really bothers me. And I just want to go up there, take the mic, and scream it. I mean, I almost feel like there's really doing that sometimes because we are so lost, and not out of being haughty of the word, but just being overzealous for the Most High. And I really love our people, and I really want us to wake up. And I know it's not going to be on my time, but I have a hard time with that, and I really have to pray on my spirit because I know my mouth is probably going to get me in trouble here. Pretty soon.
Well, when you tell the truth of the word, that's when you seem to get in trouble. And you see, that's why I offer all the Hebrew male teachers and even the daughters of Yah and Yahushua, them too. I offer us all to get together. Y'all going to have to pay for my plane trip up there because I ain't got no money. But I am more than willing to sit down. I will listen to what you have to bring to the plate, but know that I will bring the scripture as well. And we have to come into agreement. If what we're looking for is the truth, we have to come into agreement what is truth and what is lies in the Bible. And then we have to start teaching. You know, if what we're looking for is truth. Now, if we're trying to make money and throw books and DVDs out there and, you know, it's about us and it's not about the Father's word, then you don't need to even, you know, I'm wasting my time with you. But if you, you know, you had been taught that certain words in the scripture mean this, so this woman can't speak. You've been taught that the Gentiles are everybody, you know, but you want to know the truth. Then let's go ahead and come under some kind of agreement where we'll get together. I mean, you know, I don't care. Put it on TV, of course, YouTube TV. I don't care. Put it. Let's just get together. And that's what I have to offer to the plate, because it seems like I can go over these scriptures. Mainly I go over the scriptures for those who have been taught lies. But I also go over the scriptures to show the truth. Maybe these teachers might be misled. It's just that I don't see too much change from the teachers. So that's concerning me. And when they start putting books out there, and, you know, you have to question, are they putting those books out there for themselves or for our Father? Is it for a profit for them? Because, I mean, it's told us in the scriptures that the scribes and the Pharisees were making the Most High's house, you know, a house of a den of thieves. You know, and that's what we know that the world does that. But when I see Hebrews doing that, when I see them charging all this money for classes and nonsense classes at that, you know, when I hear them saying prophecy, that's not what the word says. That's not what it's talking about. You know, and when we bring forth the scriptures, you know, they will go on their shows and they will go so much into the world instead of into the word. You hear more about the New World Order. You hear more about Obama. You hear more about all this other stuff, and you're not hearing what the prophet said. You're not tying in those precepts properly, you know. And some people float on a cloud by themselves and don't think anybody should teach but them. Well, you already X'd out the word because you don't want the truth. You want to be self-recognized. And it's not about any of us. It's about the truth of the Father's word. It's about teaching our people, you know, and that's where I have the biggest problem with a lot of what I see, because I've been paying attention, and I definitely, and I, you know, I'm not bragging, I definitely read the word. I spend a lot of time in the Father's word. And I'm telling you, these people trying to do all this stuff, some of this stuff they got to know, and why they're not telling the truth, because I know they'll never get us together. If I ever find one that do, I will announce it to the family. Okay, they have agreed. We're going to go through the scriptures. I love it. I would love for that to happen. Right now, I don't see any of the Hebrew male sites willing to do that. I don't see it happening, but I pray that
because you're a woman, they don't want to do that with you.
I just pray that, you know, if they think they may have been misled, and if they want to go over the scripture, I mean, after all, we can go in the scripture where there were many women that the Father used. So to say a woman can't have any part in the scripture, that's just nonsense. But just for the sake of, if you want to prove me wrong, to put me in my place, let's get together. Let's bring the scriptures together. Let's pray over our scriptures, and let's crack open our history book, and let's get to the truth. So I threw it out there. I'm done with it. I threw it out. Okay,
no,
Brother
Sister Georgia.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I had a few things on my heart. Well, you know, the man Yahushua is, you know, our covering. That's one thing. That's our covering. He is our covering, male, female. For, you know, really there is no male or female in the spirit. So we have to walk this walk in a spiritual way. You know, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to those that are in Yahushua HaMashiach. So those that are trying to condemn us, you know, we know they're not speaking the truth. You know, another thing is we have power struggles in wrestling and football and in sports. So what they've done is they've just taken that power struggle and made the word of the Most High a power struggle when it's simplistic. It's nothing really, really difficult about being led by the Ruach to learn the truth of his word. When we're led by his Ruach, his spirit, we can learn the truth of his word. And it's a power struggle going on, which we don't need to take part in. I really do believe that as you continue to teach and those that are called, because, you know, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by his Ruach, saith Yahuwah. So as we continue to share and teach and go into the wherever the Father leads us, this is your Sister Georgia Byway and Highway on Biblical Hebrews. You know, those that want to hear what thus saith Yahuwah through Georgia Johnson will hear. But we have to take our eyes off of them and keep them on the scriptures. And they're not going to invite you in. They're not going to fly you in. And another correction I want to make, you know, and I pray people will love me, but I've done a whole lot of casting demons out and a whole lot of deliverance, and some people know me. You know, Brother Tabera knows me. Some people know me. You know, people didn't like me even when I did deliverance, so they may not even like me aware of me knowing I'm a Hebrew and knowing the truth and whatever, but we have to continue to call those things which be not as though they were, because we're going to be held responsible. So, Sister Georgia, I don't want to hear you say anymore you don't have no money. We're going to call those things which be not as though they were. Because let me tell
That's
you, the
right.
way I've gotten my bills paid is not by seeing it, but I walk by faith and not by sight. Like Doubting Thomas, he didn't do that. He wanted to put his hand in Yahushua's side. But we don't need to do that. We're going to call those things which be not as though they were. So right now, family members are calling everything they need to call in for Sister Cookie and Sister Georgia. By faith, because we are truly a mighty mountain. We're not no just little mountain. We're a big mountain. And we know how to keep forth the things of the Most High and capture it in the spirit, and that spirit becomes a flesh. And Sister Cookie and Sister Georgia able to lay hold of it, that everything gets done exceeding abundantly above what we could even ask or think. Because we're spiritual beings. And I'm going to tell you, I get set free because I walk by faith and not by sight. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be a mighty mountain.
Hallelujah.
Mighty right, mountain.
Sister.
Calling those
my
things
correction,
which be
my
not
correction,
is only
my
work.
Correction. Let me Hallelujah. Say my correction. What I meant by that is because I know I'm going to have some Hebrew man come call me and tell me, okay, be here at this time. Well, hold on. I'm willing to do it, is what I'm saying. There's nothing holding me back because, oh, I'm scared, I don't have the word. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I am more than willing to do this. I just really don't think it'll happen. But,
right.
No.
It probably won't happen.
Not because you're not a mighty teacher, not because you don't know the truth, and not because they don't think you know the truth, but there's a power struggle going on.
Right.
And the power struggle, remember he said it's not by power, nor
That's
by
right.
might, but by his spirit, his Ruach. They don't want to enter into that. They don't want communion. They don't want to have that unity that the Father spoke of. They don't want to get in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and discover what love is. Because if they really walked in love, they couldn't talk about their sisters.
I was going to say that too. Like, even if what do you think you would accomplish by having them get together with you and open up the scripture? Their mindset
well,
is not where it's supposed to be right now.
I was
you know?
Praying
all
that
you
maybe
can do is
some
what you do.
Might be misled.
Right, but all you can do is what you're doing right now. All,
Come on, y'all.
What you're doing right what now is helpful. What you're doing right now is all that you can do. You can't really control what they
control
talk about,
they talk
anything
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right.
You can't control what they do because that's their soul. They have to deal with Yahuwah. That's their soul they got to deal
and
with.
It's
they
true.
Know
him
they,
that
they
has an ear,
wrong.
Let him hear. Him that
exactly.
has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. They have
You're doing
ears.
Your part.
So it's not that difficult, Sister Diane, Sister Cookie, Sister Sharon, Sister Sharon Riddle, Brother Tabir. We hear what you're saying. Something is wrong with their hearing, or they're putting
exactly.
on an act, or they're being paid off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's something they got to deal with Yahuwah, not you. You're doing what you're supposed to do, and you're doing it well, and people are listening to you. People are listening to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to feel better about
and
it.
And you're the best teacher, so when you're the best teacher, being a female, and we live in this forsaken Egypt, this place
yeah.
of bondage, women are not supposed to get over.
Nope. And no matter what you say, Sister Georgia, you're a woman in their eyes. They're not going to listen to a doggone thing you're saying
right.
because you are a woman, period. They know what you're saying is correct, trust me. But the fact that you are a woman, and that goes for all of us females, they don't want to hear us because we are women, period. We are not mm-hmm. supposed to teach in their eyes, and that they're not going to sway from that.
Yeah, you know, I guess with me what hurts me is there's so many people under them learning to lie. That's what, you know,
yeah.
I'm like, I just wish they would stop teaching our people lies. And, you know, when
right.
when they be cutting me off when I try to do, like last week I wanted to tell you guys, or what was it, 2 days ago I did a show, and I only got a few minutes, so I'm going to make it real quick. Just so you guys know what happened, right in the middle of the show, they zapped my phone, and I couldn't call in. I had to go run and find another phone. The other phone worked, this phone didn't work. Then they zapped me off the internet. I had to reload up. When I reloaded up on the internet, I had no access over my not good access, not complete access over my switchboard. I couldn't hear you guys, and I assumed that you couldn't hear me. I was just saying, well, I'm gonna finish it up anyhow, you know. But then the next day, yes, I got shut down. But I still was able to come back on. But then I got shut down. Called AT&T, paid the bill, they got me back on. But what they did was they said, we don't know what's wrong with your we don't understand why your phone's not on and your cable's not working because we're showing that you're on. So they made me get a new modem. I said, well, you know, this is the fourth modem in 6 months. I got to pay for this. And they told me, well, no, you're under warranty because, you know, it's under a year. I said, I know it's under a year. I just got a new modem. What I'm telling you guys is I was zapped off. Right, and that's what I'm afraid of. I try to give, you know, the truth of what's going on. It's like every time I try to break, the Father give it to me. As soon as he give it to me, I give it to you. But when I try to get on, I get zapped. So I'm wondering if maybe somebody has been misled and maybe they need to hear that truth so they can start teaching the truth. That's what I'm concerned about, not the ones who, you know, oh, okay, I'm going to bring on one more caller because we only got like a couple seconds left here. But that's what I'm upset about.
The Father
will
take care of that. The Father will take care of that, though.
Okay, we got Skype caller 111. Shalom. Uh-oh. Skype caller, you had your hand. Oh, maybe you didn't. Okay, hand went down. All right. Anybody else? We got like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Sister Georgia, that look, only certain people allow a lot to hear what you have to say. I wouldn't waste no energy. unless y'all agree to some kind of forum, I mean, where it don't get out of hand, because like you say, you see that they been trying to bash you for the longest of time. What we need, it does my heart so well to hear y'all talking and communicating about this, because we no longer need to take their story, allow them to write our story. We in a process of rewriting our story, because, I mean, that's why lost. We have been maimed spiritually. And so, I mean, as far as that was concerned, I mean, it's no way around certain issues. And you want to get together them points. I don't know if you lost the show. You want to get together them points. I can work on them now, pertaining to the woman.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Well, family, I don't want y'all to get cut off right in the middle of talking. We only got like a minute left. But I thank everyone for coming out and sojourning with us tonight. I thank for all the callers, all the listeners. Family, just keep in the Father's word. If you sin, repent instantly. Come back humbly to our Father in righteousness, in truth, and spiritually. So with that, family, I'm going to say shalom.
Yeah, my name is
shalom.
Hello,
I have your number.
I'm expecting to hear from you.